Hello, and welcome to the Conscious Hoofbeat Podcast. This is a podcast that explores the interconnectedness of our health and the health of our horses through self-care, mindfulness, and personal development, along with a little equine wisdom and wellness. I am your host, Dr. Pamela Maynard, the passion-driven equinologist. I have dedicated my life to the horse. Some call me a fanatic, and I claim it, because I'd rather be dead than horseless. I'm a published author and researcher, equine body worker, energy facilitator, and I am passionate about deepening the human-horse experience. Join me here every Monday where I share my spiritual journey with horses, woo-woo horse care practices, and shared lived experiences from horsewomen around the world. I love the quote from Indian mystic and guru Osho that says, "Walk with awareness, eat with awareness, breathe with awareness." I would like to add, ride with awareness. Be with awareness every time you are around your horse. People always ask me where I came up with the name Conscious Hoofbeat. Well, conscious means aware of and responding to one's surroundings, being awake. My intention has always been to bring new awareness around human equine experiences. And so many people ask, though, like, how do you become more conscious or more aware? Well, it starts by doing everything from a place of being in the present moment. We can't be aware or conscious if we're always living in the past or worrying about the future. It's about being more intentional and getting quiet, standing still. I know it's hard. I find that I have to remind myself on a regular basis to slow down, stand still, take a moment to breathe. I get so caught up in like, oh, I got to do this and I got to do that and I got to get chores done and I want to cut the weeds around the arena and I want to finish working on the computer so I can get outside and ride and enjoy my horses because it's summer and the weather's nice. But sometimes I just have to remind myself to take a step back and just sit with my horses and not have an agenda all the time. And when I allow myself to go to that place, I thoroughly enjoy it. I love observing. I love sitting and just listening to them munch on their hay or talk to each other. And as I listen and I allow time to stand still, that's when nothing runs through my mind. That's when I stop thinking about the past or the future. Sometimes it's only for a few seconds. Other times it might be only for a minute. And on a good day, I'll turn a bucket over and sit under the tree with them and just breathe in their good juju. So, this is my challenge to you. Take the time to give your horse your full attention. Stop letting technology distract you because all it does is take away from being fully engaged in the present moment with your horse. Shut your computer off. Leave your phone in the house. Take a day off from scrolling through Instagram and checking your email 100 times. And start to become more aware of the time you spend with your horse. Is it quality time? Or do you always have an agenda when you step foot in the barn? I always hear people say, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. But I see them on Facebook. They always have time to post some stupid shit on Facebook. And it really comes down to priorities. So if it's important to you, you will make it a priority and you will turn off your distractions and you will really listen and engage with your horse. Notice the little things and try really hard to be fully present, even if it's just a minute at a time. Until next time, listeners, like, subscribe, share with your like-minded horse friends, embrace your inner horse crazy, and more importantly, enjoy your horse.